1950, just one-third of Utahns lived in rural areas. The number of farms dropped to 25,800 as the number of people working in industry increased. The average farm size grew to 465 acres. The 50s saw the complete mechanization of agriculture with tractors and other equipment. Advances in science brought higher production on each acre. Demand for Utah agricultural products fell in the 1950s as surpluses piled up. New refrigerated rail cars for carrying frozen foods coast to coast led to canneries relocating near large national growers. Utah's canneries began closing and many orchards and croplands were planted with hay or grain or returned to pasture. Fertile land near Utah's cities was lost to new housing developments. Sheep numbers declined due to limits on grazing and reduced demand for wool because of new synthetic fibers. In 1956, Congress passed the Central Utah Project, part of the Colorado River Storage Project, to enable Utah's share of Colorado River water to irrigate hundreds of thousands of acres of new and existing farmland and provide more water to Utah's cities and industry.